Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement revealing this week to Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder are currently free in the United States and on ICE's non-detained docket.
The non-detained docket, that is Fox's Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday morning, and the Trump War Room and President Trump himself sharing these numbers just 2 days ago, Saturday morning. Non-detained, non-citizen, convicted criminals. Over 13,000 convicted of homicide. Nearly 16,000 convicted of sexual assault. A total 425,431 non-detained, non-citizen convicted criminals. Now, thankfully, somebody within Immigration and Customs Enforcement just happened to respond to this inquiry from that member of Congress referenced by Maria Bartiromo. And that response just happened to coincide with Kamala Harris's phony visit to our southern border. Yeah, those numbers are just crazy. The New York Post on their front page, shocking numbers revealed by ICE. Harris visits the border that she won't close. 15,000 killer migrants in the United States of America. Listen to this report by Lucas Tomlinson as the Biden-Harris tester regime is trying to explain away those numbers, highlighting the 13,000 plus homicide convicts on the non-detained, non-citizen, convicted criminal list in America.
A Harris campaign is pushing back, saying all these people did not enter the country illegally while President Biden and Vice President Harris were in office. Now, on Fox News Sunday, Senator Chris Coons, a member of the Harris campaign, had this to say.
That's a misleading number. Those 13,000 convicted of homicide, they may not be in ICE custody, but most of them are in prison.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt does not agree.
Our country is not stronger. It is not safer.
Now, DHS says the data in this letter is being misinterpreted. The data goes back decades and includes individuals who entered the country over the past 40 years or more.
All right. Now, John Tester's been a politician for what, almost 30 years? How long has he been in Washington, D.C.? Kamala Harris, yeah, she's only been vice president for 3.5 years, but she was a United States senator before that. She was a soft on crime, soft on illegals attorney general in California, and soft on crime prosecutor in San Francisco. Unless, you know, you were, you know, a minority that had a little bit of marijuana on, and then she was really tough on you. And so the point being is that they're trying to explain away these numbers, saying, ah, come on. All these murderers and rapists didn't get let in just in the last 3.5 years. Yeah, that's the point. Democrats like John Tester, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden, they have been supporting this illegal immigration for a lot longer than just the last 3.5 years. It's just the last 3.5 years they've been supporting these illegal aliens like it's on steroids. That's the problem. All right, phone lines are open for you. Back after this.
Securing America.
The U.S. military taking action in the Middle East. CENTCOM announcing U.S. forces killed nearly 40 terrorists in Syria in two strikes, including senior leaders of ISIS and an Al-Qaeda affiliate. This is Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has, quote, increased the readiness of additional forces to deploy to the Middle East as necessary. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby appeared Sunday on ABC's This Week.
As the president said yesterday, we got to make sure we've got the ability to defend our troops and our facilities if it comes to that.
Kirby also reiterating the fact that the U.S. is better positioned than it was earlier in the year.
We now have more force capability in the Middle East than we did in April when Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones. So there is already a very robust military capability to defend ourselves and to help defend Israel.
The Pentagon says the U.S. is determined to prevent Iran from exploiting or expanding the situation in the Middle East. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking.
That was Vice President Harris at the debate. Some are skeptical of Harris's changed position on fracking since she strongly opposed it when she ran for president 4 years ago. But Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro telling Fox that he thinks her willingness to change is a strength.
When you're willing to listen, you're willing to incorporate people's views into your own positions, your own thinking, I think it shows that she has heard the good people of Pennsylvania.
The good people of Pennsylvania may or may not buy the switch, but the Trump campaign certainly isn't. Telling Fox Business in a statement that says no one has done more damage to the oil and gas industry than Harris. At the Liberty Power Plant in southwestern Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Block, Fox News.
Big show coming up on Monday's Montana Talks. Amanda Castor, the director of the DNRC here in Montana. She'll kick off our statewide hour. Plus, we may get a phone call from Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, that bold, courageous Marine who risked it all to stand up after that disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. He'll be in Montana soon. Big show with Monday's Montana Talks, statewide 9 to 10 right here. Then we're in Great Falls and Whitefish later in the week.
Mom.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a big 9 o'clock hour coming for you. Stu Scheller, Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, will be with us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. We've confirmed that one. He's going to be speaking at Montana State University coming up after the November elections. He'll be in Bozeman for Veterans Day as well. He'll be speaking on Veterans Day in Bozeman. He's headlining an event at Montana State University that Friday night in November before Veterans Day. And then he is going to be the headliner for the Marine Corps Ball in Bozeman this year. Our friend Steve Rast kind of gave us a heads up that that was in the works earlier this year, and it's now official. So that's going to be really cool to have Stu Scheller with us here next hour of the show. And then the DNRC director, Amanda Castor, with us for the first half. So lots of ground to cover. We got the phone lines open here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show. If you got something you want to talk about, give us a ring, 406-294-0970. Jerry in Billings, first up. What's going on, Jerry?
It's Gary.
Gary, okay. We got a guest producer again. All right.
Yeah. Okay, last night I was bored watching football, so I skimmed through the channels. And on PBS, they had the biography of Ronald Reagan. And as I began to watch more and more, it became more fascinating of the correlation between him and Donald Trump to reach the President of the United States. And it went on for a long time, and I'm really glad I got to watch it because, you know, he was gone through so much to become president.
Yeah, interesting. Have you seen the... Now, it's not Randy Quaid, right? Randy Quaid is Cousin Eddie. Dennis Quaid is playing President Reagan in a new movie. I still got to watch that one. Have you gotten a chance to see that one yet?
No, I have not. Because I don't get many channels, but it gets so frustrating to see one party lying to get control. And I'm kind of interesting if Tim Shee will ask John Tester, well, how do I sell private land? I'd like to know that myself.
Or public land, yeah. Yeah, no, well, and that debate is tonight. Are you going to watch the U.S. Senate race debate between, there's going to be debate number two between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Liberal Senator John Tester. That'll be on Montana PBS tonight. Are you going to watch that one, Gary?
Yeah, I tell you, I just sometimes I listen more talk shows because I don't like these fake politicians coming on land about Tim Shee or Donald Trump, and people are so stupid that we are on the verge of losing our country. And ask the average person, they know nothing. Like, I know nothing.
All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. If you're looking to get out of the house and watch the debate with a group of like-minded folks, so I was at this Montana coal rally on Friday with our friends from Americans for Prosperity Montana, and Hannah Flaccini is their grassroots engagement director in Billings. She's hosting a debate watch party tonight. So for those of you in the Billings area, reach out, go to infomt@afphq.org. That's infomt@afphq.org. They've got a watch party taking place at the Americans for Prosperity office in Billings, but, other locations across the state, they've got grassroots engagement directors. Like if you're in the Flathead, Josh Carl, great guy in the Flathead. I don't know who all is hosting a debate watch parties, but I think they're having a few of them throughout the state of Montana. So if you want to get out the house and go watch the debate with some like-minded folks, get a hold of Americans for Prosperity Montana and their various offices throughout the state, because I know some of them are hosting debate watch parties tonight. Let's see. What do you want to talk about? 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about here, Donald Trump Jr. Now the vice presidential debate will take place tomorrow night. That is Tuesday night. And so J.D. Vance will be, right there debating Tim Walz, that crazy governor of Minnesota. What about the polls? What are the polls looking like for the presidential race right now? Maria Bartiromo threw that question to Donald Trump Jr.
These polls are very tight. Are you surprised by how tight these polls are?
You know, I'm not surprised because I'm used to seeing this, whether it's the games and the polls. I don't really look at polls, Maria. Half of them are designed to artificially boost someone's, ego. The other half are designed to demoralize you. Most of it's nonsense. The only poll that matters is on November 5th. So I encourage everyone out there to start voting early. None of that really matters. But we also have to understand we're not in a fair fight. We see the entire weight and force of the mainstream media against us. You don't see the media complaining about Kamala Harris literally letting in 16,000 rapists across the border that she was in charge of, 13,000 murderers as part of the millions of people they've let into this country unchecked. They know that. They understand. They put out these statistics. 600,000 criminals. You know what? Sure, come in. It doesn't really matter. They're able to print those statistics. So that means they knew and they allowed them in anyway. You know, so if you have a media that refuses to call that out, if you have a $1 trillion big tech apparatus that continues to function as the marketing department for the other side, it doesn't surprise me that it's close. I think the American people get it. I think they understand. They go to the grocery stores and they feel that pain. Kamala Harris caused that. She's not the agent of change that the media is telling us. She's changed everything for the worse.
All right. Well said by Donald Trump Jr. on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday. Phone lines are open for you. Back right after this.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
In 2020, Joe Biden won Arizona by fewer than 11,000 votes. Our latest Fox News Battleground survey shows it is tight again this year. At least the presidential race will be. In the Arizona Senate contest, Democrat Ruben Gallego tops Republican Kerry Lake by over 10 percentage points. Part of his wide lead comes from more than 6 in 10 independents backing him, as well as nearly 2 in 10 Republicans. It is much closer in the presidential race. Donald Trump is ahead of Kamala Harris by just a couple points. What explains the difference between the two races is ticket splitters. Our survey shows there are 15% of voters supporting Gallego for Senate and splitting their ticket by also backing Trump for president. Independents and even some Republicans are two of the groups most likely to split their tickets between Trump and Gallego. There are 4 new battleground surveys available on our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz used to love talking to reporters, but since he became Kamala Harris's running mate, well, let's just say you haven't missed any interviews with Walz, any solo interviews, because he hasn't done any. The Atlantic writes it's a bit of a mystery why Walz has largely stopped doing national media. Campaign seems to have trapped him in the same hyper-protective bubble wrap it has placed around Harris and that was placed around Joe Biden before her. This strikes me as a massive waste of Walz's talent. It also suggests they don't trust the potential vice president not to step in it, not to do something that would come back to bite the campaign. And that's really a lack of confidence. Meanwhile, HBO's Bill Maher, reflecting on the interview that Vice President Harris did with Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC, said, "I wasn't expecting hard questions, but I didn't think they'd be rubbing her feet." Ouch. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Courage begets courage. Courage begets courage. Great post on X by Kristen Wagner, who is the head of the Alliance Defending Freedom, an incredible organization, I can tell you firsthand, because my wife works for Alliance Defending Freedom, and just an incredible organization, incredible people that I've gotten a chance to meet. At ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. I want to talk college sports here for a second. Before we get to that post by Kristen Wagner, though, let me talk about the Alabama game, the Alabama-Georgia game over the weekend. Did you guys see the crowd just went wild when Donald J. Trump showed up on the Jumbotron at the Alabama game? And on hand for that game, I guess Kid Rock was in the house. Who else was there? I mean, man, it was crazy to see everybody who was up there in the skybox with President Trump as he got a hero's welcome at the Alabama game. Yeah, I know Kid Rock was there. Let's see, who else was there? I thought some country stars were in the house. But anyway, Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines was also there with President Trump. He sent out a great photo of himself and his wife, Cindy, and President Trump at the Alabama game. So yeah, Senator Daines was in good company. It was funny to watch all the liberals on Twitter pretend to complain. Oh, why are you at the Alabama game? There were Montana games, too. Okay, so the Bobcats were in Idaho. the Grizz were in Washington. It's like, give me a break. This is a major game, Georgia versus Alabama, and you're there with a president of the United States. It's just so funny how these hacks on Twitter will try to complain about everything. But to me, that photo is also very symbolic because once again here, Senator Steve Daines is also the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. It's his job to win back a Republican Senate majority to support President Donald J. Trump, or, God forbid, to try to stand in the way of Kamala Harris's dangerous agenda. If she, you know, God forbid, is installed as president come January. But here's what else I think is very symbolic about this is, look, thankfully, Mitch McConnell is on his way out. The current Senate Republican leader, he's on his way out. I think all of us are happy to see him go. But that means there will be a new Senate Republican leader in the next session. And hopefully a Senate majority leader. This has been speculated. I started speculating about this even before the national media started speculating about this. But there's been news reports that President Donald Trump, if Republicans win back the Senate majority, he wants United States Senator Steve Daines to be that Senate majority leader to steer his agenda through the United States Senate. And I can't underscore how huge this would be. The very fact that Steve Daines is even being talked about as potential Senate majority leader is massive for Montana and the type of political power that would bring with it. You could have the first Senate majority leader, or just a majority leader or a political party leader in the Senate for the first time since Mike Mansfield. That's how huge this is. Now you contrast that with the radical agenda of Kamala Harris and John Tester. John Tester is in a powerful position right now. He's the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. In a 50-50 Senate where one vote matters, he has incredible power. He had the power to get the Keystone Pipeline across the finish line. He voted against it when it mattered the most. He has had the power to secure our southern border by forcing the administration's hand. He never once used his power to fight for Montana in a major way, because he is just as radical left as Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris. But I would also argue that John Tester has used his power to weaken Montana's power. The VA going in the opposite direction under his watch as he's the chair of that committee. VA started to see improvements under Donald J. Trump. And then Tester and Biden and Harris took over, and VA care started going in the opposite direction again. But also remember, John Tester has supported creating new states, statehood for D.C., statehood for Puerto Rico. His efforts to count illegal aliens in the census weakens the power of Montana, could potentially strip away a congressional seat from Montana. John Tester's votes, he's made it clear that he wants to strip away Electoral College power of Montana. So, again, the race for the United States Senate isn't just about Tim Sheehy versus John Tester, as important that in itself is. This is about Montana potentially having great power in Washington, D.C., with a potential Senate majority leader in Steve Daines, or at least a Senate majority that supports Montana's interests, versus a political party in power and a John Tester remaining in power who has voted to weaken Montana's power in Washington, D.C. It's about Montana having more of a voice, Montana having more power versus less. Versus Montana have a weakened voice, which is what John Tester has voted for and what he has represented. And I think that's a big storyline that the Montana media deliberately is downplaying or outright ignoring, because, again, they're doing everything they can to try to prop up the flip-flop flat top. 406-294-0970, the number for you. The other college sports story I wanted to talk about, Kristen Wagner with the Alliance Defending Freedom. She says more of this. courage begets courage. If you guys missed this news story over the weekend, this is very inspirational. The Boise State women's volleyball refusing to play against a team with a male player, becoming the first Mountain West Conference team to withdraw from a matchup against San Jose State University. And I think the second team this season to do so as well. Courage begets courage. And I shared this via Facebook, facebook.com/Flint Report, and on X, x.com/Aaron Flint. And I added this. John Tester may not stand up for these women, but these women are standing up. TheDailyWire.com has this headline. Boise State women's volleyball forfeits game to protect players from trans opponent. Senator Mike Crapo, a Republican out of Idaho, said the safety of Idaho's female athletes is paramount to the appeasement of a woke agenda. But this story also reminds me of those female student athletes at the University of Montana who stood up rejecting paid political endorsements supporting Tester. And their argument was, he didn't support us when he voted to allow men into women's sports. Why should we support him? And there's so many other groups who could make that same argument. But by the way, you know, Tim and Savage messaged me earlier this morning. In the debate tonight between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and flip-flop, flat-top John Tester, in the debate tonight, they're going to have journalism students and staff from the University of Montana fact-checking the debate. How many of you think that that will be a factual fact-check, by and large? How many of you think that will be a fair fact-check, by and large? I know, we're all skeptical, right? In fact, I wonder, the journalism student at the University of Montana who broke the story about the student athletes rejecting the paid political endorsements of Tester because of his vote to allow men into women's sports, will they allow her to fact check John Tester tonight? I wonder, because look at how many in the fake news Montana media wouldn't even give her credit for the story that she broke. And even if they did, they wouldn't interview her. They wouldn't let her voice be heard. They certainly didn't want to highlight the fact that these female student athletes at the University of Montana rejected a paid political endorsement of Tester because of his vote against his vote to allow men and women sports. So do you think, will they allow her or them to fact check John Tester tonight? We'll see. 2940970, Frank in Evergreen. What's on your mind this morning?
Autonomous vehicles.
Autonomous vehicles. All right.
Yeah, there's a company called Waymo. They're still driving these vehicles around three cities right now. San Francisco, Phoenix and maybe L.A., and it's moving out. There's other companies that are trying to get this going, and it's causing a lot of problems here because there's no steering wheel, there's no brakes, they're just, and there's still accidents happening. But in cities like San Francisco, there was been tons of accidents, but because of the legislation, how it was written, the lawmakers can't interfere with this, these companies. It's just that you have to thank Kamala for this, you know. I mean, just, there's no kind of thinking or oversight. She's a moron.
I think I saw a story. I think Fox News Radio had a story this morning. Maybe that's what prompted your call. The nation's long-haul truckers are expressing a lot of concerns over these autonomous vehicles. I think, is that what caught your eye? Because I think there's something in the news today on that front.
Oh, that didn't catch my eye. I mean, but I took in an Uber when I was in Ireland, and most of them are short little Chinese cars, you know, with no headroom.
In Ireland, huh? Even in Ireland. Oh, interesting. All right, Frank, thanks for the call. We got to take a quick break. Phone lines are open for you, 294-0970. Plus, I got a message on our Montana Talks app from John in Billings. So stand by. We'll share that one. He wants to talk about CI-126.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We just got a message that came in on our Montana Talks app. I happened to be checking my email and pulled up an app message in the meantime. A listener in the Flathead asks this question. Good morning, Aaron. Tim Sheehy is up in every poll. The debate is clearly going to be hostile and rigged against him. Why walk into that? That's a good question there by our listener in the Flathead. Yeah, I think this is the public broadcasting one. So there definitely is a high likelihood of that happening. Hopefully not. You know, most of the folks that I've gotten to know from Montana PBS, even if they lean a certain direction, they're still professional. But that being said, look at how desperate the media. Forget public media. Look at how pathetic the commercial TV stations have been with their political coverage. It's just been absolutely pathetic political coverage. And which I know there are a ton of great folks who work for these TV stations that do other, you know, news reporting or other, you know, sports coverage and things like that. And they're just as embarrassed by the bad political coverage by these TV stations as you are. But yeah, look at how desperate the Democrats are. Now the debate here is, because the Disney family in Libby, Montana, they sent me a Hill.com article earlier. So what's happening right now is the Democrats are shifting money to Texas and Florida. So the Democrats are shifting money to Texas and Florida to go after Ted Cruz in Texas and to go after, is it Rick Scott who's up in Florida? Now, both of these should be safe seats, although Texas, especially with the mass migration, is could always be shifting purple. So you never want to take those for granted, of course. But I'm still trying to figure out what's exactly going on here. Are the Democrats truly bailing out on John Tester? Are they giving up on John Tester because he's been losing in every single poll that's been out in recent weeks? And his polling numbers have only gotten worse? Is this a feint by the Democrats? Are they trying to let the Republicans think that they're giving up on John Tester in hopes that the Republicans then shift their money elsewhere outside of Montana? Now, we as Montanans, we'd love to keep all the resources here in Montana because we care more about Montana. Plus, we know that if Tim Sheehy wins this Senate race here in Montana, the Republicans take back control of the Senate. But if you're Ted Cruz in Texas or, you know, Rick Scott in Florida, of course, you want all the resources to head your direction, especially if the Democrats are shifting money your direction. But nonetheless, the fact is the Democrats just have a lot more resources to throw out there. They've got deep-pocketed left-wing donors. They are the party of the elites. The Republicans have officially become the party of working-class Americans. So the Democrat elitists have more money to spend. They've got California and New York, and so they've got a lot more money to dump into not just Florida and Texas, but Montana as well. So that's why we still, you know, cannot take Montana for granted. I also think it's interesting. I think, you know, in the past, these news outlets here in Montana have done a better job at pretending to be fair, at pretending to be balanced while still being biased towards the Democrats. And now they've made it so obvious that they're that they're pushing for Tester, that people just totally write them off and they don't believe a word that these TV stations are reporting now. I also think You know, what have the Democrats been doing? They've been attacking, you know, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy with false claims of racism. You know what? You want to piss off a Montanan? Start calling them a racist with no basis in fact whatsoever. You want to piss off a huge number of Montanans, especially working class Montanans? You start playing that card. Boy, I tell you what, that, there is nothing that disgusts that, well, I would say there's nothing. Open borders, missing and murdered indigenous women, 350,000 migrant children that they can't even account for. There's a lot of things that tick off Montanans, but you throw out a false claim of racism. We are so sick of that card being played. So sick of that card being played. It's disgusting. Go use those Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton tactics somewhere else. I think there's been a backlash. I think these false claims by the fake news, TV media, and others, these false claims of racism, I think there's been a backlash to that as well. And that's why Tim Sheehy's doing even better in the polls, because I think it just ticks people off. They find it disgusting. They find it pathetic. And again, you want to go pull those Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton techniques? Go to freaking Chicago. Stay the heck out of Montana. And that's probably what a lot of these, you know, some of these TV reporters, they come to Montana. They want to, you know, they do their 2 years at this TV station, and then they're looking for their next big ticket out of here. And look, you want a big ticket with the big fake news media outlets? You got to push the Democrat Party talking points time and time again. Let's see. John in Billings, this was the message he sent. I wanted to mention the dangers of CI-126. This constitutional initiative would remove the primary for each party and instead rely on a top vote getter's representation. This could create a single party election in some areas and could create voters without representation that supports their values. I haven't heard much about the CI issues, and I have seen several very persuasive ads for it. Yeah, we've talked about it a good amount here on this show. In fact, we just had Governor Greg Gianforte on the week before last talking about these ballot initiatives. And I agree with him. He agrees with us. Just say no to every single one of these constitutional initiatives. Don't let them mess with our elections. Don't let them mess with our Constitution. These are left-wing, out-of-state mega donors that are spending the millions of dollars to deceive the public on CI-126, CI-127, and CI-128. Sadly, the left, you know, all their donors are the one paying for all the advertising in support of their initiatives. Where's our side? Where are the conservative groups to raise the money and then put up the ad campaign against it? Unfortunately, that's all you're only seeing and hearing one side in the major ad campaigns, from the abortion initiative on down. Willie in the Paradise Valley on the phone lines. Willie, what's going on?
Yeah, I was going to say amen to everything you said. I wanted to go on a little bit of a Aaron rant, I'll call it.
Go for it.
With about Tester and stuff, too. I mean, I'm getting sick of the ads, too. We have a joke around our place. You're damn right I approve this message. Well, ain't that tough talk? And then he's going to fight like hell for this and fight like hell for that. So I'm getting sick of listening to that stuff. And as far as his debate goes tonight, they take away his Chucky Schumer glasses from him. He probably wouldn't even be able to talk. And the other thing is, talking about the initiatives and stuff, I talked to a lot of people this weekend, and you talk to them about the initiatives or the Supreme Court justices they should be voting for, and they all look like deer in the headlights. So folks out there, we got to be the ones on the ground to be talking to these people, because a lot of them say, well, I didn't know about that. Well, you don't, because you got low-information voters out there, and we need to be the ones that get out there and talk to people about this, ask them if they're registered to vote, and then tell them the things that they need to, how they need to vote. You know, they can check it out for themselves, but we need to get out there and educate these people so they know exactly what they're voting for. So,
hey, by the way, have you seen some of these Tester campaign commercials? I was watching football over the weekend, so I saw some of these campaign commercials. two-faced Tester has two different faces of Tester in his own campaign commercials. It's like, well, there's Big John. And I've always found, you know, bigger folks as kind of endearing. My uncle was a big guy. And so I'm not going to pick on Tester because of his weight. I'll pick on him for being a Washington fat cat, but I'm not going to pick on him for his weight. But why does he look like he's less weight in some pictures and then a lot more weight in other pictures? Has anybody asked him if he's been taking drugs or something to impact that? Because there's two faces of Tester in his two-faced Tester campaign commercials.
Well, I think they're photoshopping it from, you know, I deal with people that give me their height and weights, and then they get out of the car to do our activity here, and like, yeah, you might have been that weight when you were 16, but now you're 40-something, and things have shifted. So
well, there's a lot of people doing Ozempic. I wonder if he's been doing Ozempic or something, because he looks a little, I don't know, he just doesn't look as healthy. I don't know, for some reason, you know, and there's healthy ways to slim down, and then there's less healthy ways to slip down, and, you know, the jury may still be out on some of these drugs, but I don't know. I mean, it looks like Two-Faced Tester has two different faces of Tester. In his
if you think commercials. About it, he's probably known he's getting his butt kicked a little bit here, and he might be not eating as well as he did. Maybe that's making him look a little thin, too.
Not sleeping well at night, probably, yeah.
Exactly.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How do you have a mindset that allows 11.5 million that we know about, unvetted illegal immigrants from 180 countries, including Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, Venezuela, tens and tens of thousands from China and Russia into our country. People that are part of gangs, we let them in. Convicted felons, no vetting. Is it any surprise so many Americans have been murdered, have been raped, have been victims of violent crime, that these gangs have taken over small towns and cities? And they're being offered free housing, food, health care, and citizenship at the end of the rainbow. But they're hoping that they'll vote Democrat in the end.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off. leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The all-seeing, far-sighted, perfectly informed regulator. Did they ever exist? Perhaps there do exist such people who could somehow guide us to making the right decisions on everything, from public health to making investments in safety. Perhaps you're such a person. But what we actually have in regulation are regulatory agencies, for better or worse. In reality, those agencies have limited information. They're run by people who seek political power and higher budgets, and they're frequently captured by the industries and individuals they're supposed to be regulating. Their track record is one of failure with a dusting of success here and there. How did these financial regulators do during the financial collapse of 08 and 09? Or how about the public health debacle of the pandemic? Even when regulation begins with success, as the Clean Air Act in 1970 clearly did, it evolves and morphs into a job-killing, litigation-plagued, growth-choking bureaucracy within a few decades. I'm Patrick Barkey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nonpartisan.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, let's see. I hope Alan in Kalispell is still on the phone lines. Looks like he's got a good question here. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you? And I love your show.
Hey, all right. Well, we love getting the phone calls. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I got to, first, I want to make a statement. My grandson and I, we were having a cheap granddaddy lunch at Costco this weekend and ended up talking to a California couple. And they brought up the issue of California has a bill out there going to give all the illegals health insurance. How is that fair? I know we can't do nothing about it, but I think people need to be aware of it. But my question is Montana dental insurance only pays $1,500. And then you can only have, they only pay so much for each thing. You get a lot of Montanans that have dental insurance that need their teeth fixed. But on the other hand, a person that's going to go in for a transgender change, male to female, female to male, whatever, once they hit their deductible, it's paid 100%. When I called Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield about this, they said it was medically necessary. So what is the definition? And I spent 3 hours on the phone trying to get the definition of medically necessary, and I could not get it. So next time you have our future insurance commissioner on the show, could you please address this with him?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Bring up that whole topic with Jim Brown was with us last week, who's running for state auditor, and we had a great conversation talking about, you know, homeowners insurance and, you know, the lack of, you know, forest health in California, and then we got to pay California prices. That doesn't make any sense. And you know, this question you're raising, why should the public be paying for these elective surgeries for somebody's transgender surgery at all? It should not be happening. It's outrageous, especially given the debt facing our country, given the high rise in insurance costs and more.
And they also said that teeth are cosmetic.
So if you want to chop off some body parts, that's medically necessary. But if you want to have some decent teeth that don't hurt and look nice, that's just cosmetic. Oh, my goodness. Crazy. Well, hey, speaking of teeth, look, I guess you could argue, well, is it cosmetic? Man, I tell you what, if you had a whole bunch of problems with your teeth, and I don't know if that's you, but maybe it's somebody you know, maybe it's a family member or a friend, it would affect everything. It would affect your confidence. It would affect your ability to get out. It would affect your mental health, your stress levels, so much more. If you had a whole bunch of missing or failing teeth, or you had pain in your teeth as well. I'll tell you what, if that's you, if you're somebody who's in that situation, I would get a hold of our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental. They've got people that travel to Montana from all over the country to get their dental implants, because they've just got the latest, greatest technology. They do it all in-house. So you can get your dental implants. Just incredible technology, an incredible team. But get a hold of them and find out, you know, what they can do for you. Maybe get you in there, do an initial assessment, et cetera. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com. Also, if you know a veteran who's got problems like what I just described, they're going to give away a free service to a veteran, to one veteran. They've got a committee set up. You can go to MontanaDentalImplants.com and nominate a Montana veteran from anywhere in Montana, nominate a Montana veteran for that free service to get full dental implants, upper and lower set as well. Okay, we've got the director of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, Amanda Castor, joining us in the first half of the 9 o'clock hour, and then Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller rounding out the hour.
I'm Tad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. All bets could be off if it's up to Democratic New York Representative Paul Tonko and Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. They're trying to cut the action by banning sports betting nationally, unless individual states receive approval from the Department of Justice. The plan would bar ads on sports betting between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. local time and during live sporting events. The lawmakers believe gaming should be viewed as a public health issue. During an appearance on Capitol Hill, recovering gambling addict Harry Levant said that he nearly committed suicide due to the grips of a pathological gambling addiction. Still, about a quarter of all digital bets are placed offshore, costing localities millions in tax revenue. The American Gaming Association argues that state regulations help protect people from dangerous neighborhood bookies. It says that sports gaming brought in $1.3 billion in local tax revenue in the first half of 2024. It's estimated that an eye-popping $35 billion will pass through legal sports books on games and prop bets during the current NFL season. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.